Okay, that's kind of interesting, yeah, the format. But anyway, I'm Keith Elder, and the other members of my other investigators, Jacqueline Wilshire, Velma Roberts, Lisa Gary, and Dana Campbell. And this is more of men and the disparities that we see in health staff advocacy. Now, the literature is pretty straightforward when we know about those who participate in their healthcare visits have positive outcomes. We know Greenfell et al. Conducted one of the landmark studies and found that in ulcer patients, that those who participated more in their visits had better health status as it relates to overall physical limitations. Kaplan et al. Followed that up in ulcer, diabetes, breast cancer patients, hypertension patients, and found that those who were involved in certain aspects of the physician-patient communication had better overall health care or health care outcomes related to functional status and self-reported status. But as Lisa Cooper pointed out, that group at Hopkins, I know a few Hopkins folks in the crowd, but Lisa Cooper found that minority patients have fewer participatory visits than non-minority patients. And self-advocacy actually goes a step forward. It's a definition that says that it's the ability to seek, evaluate, and use information to promote one's own health. And those who self-advocate experience the maximum in a medical encounter. Health self-advocacy has proven to be the cornerstone in cancer survivorship as well as chronic disease management and survivorship. And in this healthcare market that's pretty diverse and changing, many note that health self-advocacy is a necessary skill for consumers today. And when we think about men's health is a relatively new concept, maybe 20 years. But it describes the increased risk of death and disease from associated with being a male. And when the term crisis was coined maybe 20 years ago as it relates to men from racial and ethnic groups, particularly black men, we talk about the health crisis because of the markedly elevated mortality and morbidity we see in this group. When we think about just some of the larger groups or the larger diseases, cancer incidence 1.3 times higher in black men versus white men. Cancer mortality 1.4 times higher. Diabetes mortality is twice that of white men. So there are some significant things happening. And we think about utilization. We know that men use less health care than women, particularly preventive. Men are three times less likely to visit a provider than women, but African-American men in particular are four times less likely to visit than other groups, and they're less likely to present than white European-American men, even when they're in poor health. But when they do present at facilities, they're less likely to receive quality health care and preventive health services. So there's a lot of things that are happening when we think about men's health. And my colleague, Jacqueline Wilshire, who's now faculty at FAMU, she found in her study that women who obtain information were more likely to mention that information to a provider, but black women were less likely to self-advocate than white women. And we know that what's a prerequisite for this is that patient knowledge about their health care, their illness, or treatment is a prerequisite for interactive exchange. And we know that more folks are accessing health information. But what is largely unclear is that, and we also know that patients differ by their ability and willingness to self-advocate. And it's still largely unclear what really self-advocacy means and when they are engaged in a medical encounter, and if there are differences by race and ethnicity in men. So the overall goal was to examine just to see if there are differences by race in self-advocacy. In men. Let's see, can I go back? Where's the...
You can use the little...
Okay, let's see. Okay, yeah. Okay, super, all right. Okay, there we go. And we use the community tracking survey in 2003, so that means the survey was conducted in 2001, 2002. Community tracking survey, as most know, is a nationally, quote-unquote, nationally representative study to track the healthcare system changes and its impacts on non-institutionalized Americans. We had about 59,725 observations. Our analytic sample was 14,527 men from 18 to 65. And our theoretical framework was Anderson's behavioral model of healthcare utilization, which posits that that patient healthcare outcomes and healthcare utilization are based upon predisposing, enabling, and need factors. So here are some of our dependent variables: sought health information, health information, the information you sought, you mentioned that to your provider, and you perceive that that provider took action based upon that information. And some of our independent variables, pretty straightforward, where they got the information from, race, ethnicity, as well as some widely used control variables for this study as well. We use descriptives, and we use a binomial logistic regression to account for the complex multi-stage survey designs, which will present all logistic regressions and ratios, odds ratios. The sample was predominantly white men, 83%, about 10% black men, and about 7% Hispanic men. And some other descriptors, the mean age was about 57. And you see that poor and near poor in this sample was 17.3. And that's kind of interesting because we know that in blacks, about half are poor and near poor. So that's a, that was a, you know, that could be quite a limitation. But about 92%, which I found to be interesting, especially with men, 92% had a usual source of care. And out of the whole group, the entire group, about 9% actually mentioned information to their provider. Of the total sample of 14,527, about 4% believe a physician took action based upon the information. And now when we get to those who sought health information or who had health information, those who had health information, 45% believe that that physician acted based upon the information they presented. So those with health information, we see some differences. Now, when you get to your logistic regression, this is interesting. Now, we see that black men and Hispanic men may be more likely to seek health information, but again, that's not significant. And things, other variables go as expected. We expect those with poor good health in reference to excellent health to seek more health information. We also expect those with less than a college degree maybe to not seek health information. All those were significant health status as well as employment status in educational level. Now, what is interesting about those who have sought health information and mentioned that to a provider, black men are 41% less likely to mention that information to providers, which is significant, which is, again, it's interesting. It's a similar find to what Jacqueline found earlier. And one with, again, these others flow in the direction that you would think those with poor health status would be more likely to mention information to their provider, and those with less than a college education would be less likely to mention providers. Again, those are significant. And those who believe a physician took action based upon what was presented, this is interesting to me, that Hispanic men more than three times as likely to report that they believe their physician acted on the information that they presented. I mean, that's a, you know, we could have some interesting things happening there, but I found that to be quite an interesting find. Of course, with black men, it's not significant. And some marginal significance with those with less than high school education believing or are more likely to believe that a physician took action based upon their information that was presented. And you see some also interesting thing happening with age, even though the thrust of the study was not age. You can see that those who are less than 65 are more likely to seek information and mention that information to a provider. And this should be perceived that physician ordered the test this last group. And also, wait a minute, that kind of jumped, didn't it? Yeah. But, okay. Yeah, and you also see that those who are less than 65 were less likely to perceive that was a difference. That's less than 65, but none of those again are significant. The ones that are significant are the sought health information and mentioned it to their physician. The overall, I don't know what's happening with this. Maybe somebody put it on timer. I believe maybe I did. maybe to be helpful. But anyway, the major find is that black men are less likely to mention health information even though they sought it. to that providing. Hispanic men are more likely to believe a test was ordered based upon that. You have your standard things with the cross-sectional limitations, but we also believe that the omitted variables, if you know, omitted variables such as length of time you spend with your provider, as well as your illness state, those things were actually omitted, but those things could have influenced the results. There it is. Yeah. And this is interesting. I mean, we've been dealing with this term, what's been known as crisis, with men of racial ethnic groups for a lengthy period of time. And NIH finally has started to put money into this to look explicitly at predictors of health-promoting behavior in black men. But it's really not enough. There needs to be a consistent effort, an explicit effort to address the crisis that's happening with men from racial and ethnic groups. Again, it needs to be a consistent effort, I think, by funders to address this as well as researchers. But that's in a nutshell. Any questions? Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay.
And then the second question is, I work with churches and community agencies to try to develop or enhance health programs. And I noticed that I can never get men to come out. It's very hard. You have to trick them in some kind of way. And now that these studies are taking place, are there any programs that you can talk about implementing or have worked with different agencies to implement?
Yeah. The first one, when you think about quality, this was somewhat based upon an IOM report. But when we think about preventive services, when you go in and you're getting preventive services, that disparities in that I don't believe should exist. These are things that go in, you know, preventive, everyone should get. And I don't think that shouldn't be based upon what you reveal to your physician. That's yearly stuff. Now, the other end of that, things that I'm doing now in Birmingham, I'm addressing hypertension in men. And I found that the awareness is always there. They know this stuff. You know, they know somebody's already told them, you know, you have stage 3 hypertension. You know, so they know that. And the disconnect is, as you stated, is getting them to move from awareness. And I don't know if you mentioned awareness, but there's not a problem with awareness. It's just a disconnect and getting folks in. We're doing some different things to address that, such as getting men to almost act like, you know, men, you know, and they participate in a lot of sports. So getting a team approach to this found to be very effective in getting a team approach to addressing some of the disparities that we see. But this is, I think, the only way we're going to make any groundswell in this, that it's going to have to be more. Anytime you see funding, you see more studies, you see more interest. So until funding meets the need, I think you're still going to see large gaps in this understudied area. I think usual sources of care largely in CTS is have you seen a physician? I don't think it's broken down by specialty or whatever. I could be mistaken as I looked this quite a long time ago, but I don't think it's broken out. I think it's have you seen a provider, and that's somewhat based upon tied into within a certain time period. No, I'm sorry. No. Any others? Oh. Yeah, well, we have a follow-up study that's actually going to address is self-advocacy, is that related to visits as well as outcomes? So that is yet to come, but we're running the numbers on it now, so yeah, we don't have it. I don't have it yet. All right. All right, thank you.